truth. As we consider the sense and significance that the old antiphon appointed for our consideration today, we need to keep in mind the function of the word "to." In our day-to-day existence, we take for granted the mechanical function of keys to open and to close. We use keys to open the doors of our homes, of our rooms, of our automobiles. While the size and design of keys has changed during the years, the mechanical function of the key to open and to close has been put to use for many centuries. The word key also has a symbolic function. Already in the 8th century before Christ, the word key symbolized the conveying of authority. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 12, Isaiah referred to the ceremony by which Yahweh intended to designate Eliakim as the king's steward, as the king's manager, as the manager of the king's palace. Yahweh said, "I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open." Over 800 years later, St. John the Divine, in an obvious reference to Isaiah chapter 12, verse 12, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, applied the same imagery and the same function of the key to the authority of the risen, resurrected, and reigning Messiah. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, St. John wrote, "These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open." Jesus Christ has the authority to grant or to forbid access to the Father's throne. It should be noted that neither Jesus himself nor the writers of the New Testament refer to Jesus directly and explicitly as the key. Yet the author of today's antiphon addresses his prayer to O King of David. This points to what may be called the spiritually symbolic function of the word key. While Jesus is not directly and explicitly named key in the New Testament, he functions as a key. We are reminded of such passages as, "I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. Whoever enters through me will be saved. I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." To name Jesus then as key is valid and proper. The one who is key is also referred to in the antiphon as the scepter of Israel. At first reading, the reference to the scepter of Israel seems to be an intrusion. The author of the antiphon, however, calls Jesus both key and scepter to emphasize the authority and the power of the Son of God. As the risen and reigning Messiah, Jesus Christ, the key and the scepter, is equal in majesty, power, glory, and authority to the Father and the Holy Spirit. In keeping with word usage in the rest of the antiphon, the word prisoner in the last part of the antiphon must be understood in a spiritually symbolic sense. All people who live in this world of time and space, who are sinners by nature and action, are in captivity. They are prisoners. The author of the antiphon, no doubt, had in mind the members of Christ's church militant, who are living between Christ's two advents. The antiphon then is a prayer of the believer, that he who is the key would grant the believer the full experience of the deliverance from the clutches of sinful flesh, the deliverance from the darkness of the sinful world, the deliverance from the shadow of death, which Christ, the key, has obtained and guaranteed through his death and resurrection. The author of hymn 62 understood these words in this sense. He prays that the key of David would come and open wide our heavenly home and would make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. The antiphon is also a prayer that he who is the key would extend his kingdom to include those who are existing in this world without eternal hope, without Christian joy, and without everlasting life. To that end, he is the key, has commissioned his church to proclaim law and gospel. The function of a key to open and to close reminds us that Jesus Christ as the key is the eternal God who will open heaven to those in whom the Holy Spirit has worked new life, and will close the gates of heaven to those who will attempt to use the key of their own making. The people might be forewarned and prepared. He who is himself the key has given to his church the office of the key. Through the pastoral office, he announces the forgiveness of sins to those whom the Holy Spirit brings to faith and maintains in faith through word and sacrament. Through that same office, he announces the retention of the sins of those who do not repent and who do not receive him as the key to God's eternal presence. May he who is the key continue to open to us the rich spiritual treasures he has in store for us through words and sacraments. May he who is the key open to us the full experience of eternal life at his second advent. In the name of him who is holy and true, amen.